It's not a simple responsibility being alive. Huh? Wallace as well. You went into the forest and you didn't look around to see maybe somebody was there. What do you have to know to Wallace? It was an accident after all, no? It's no such thing as an accident. Why don't you look and check? There was no one there. Any examples? Okay. Top. So we were given the choice. We're dealing with Betochen. We're right at the beginning of the Hilchus Betochen. Two main Mahalchim we saw. There's not two Mahalchim, two main Mahalchim. Two fundamental Yesodas. The one is where you are a Baal Betochen and therefore you get whatever you want. The other one is where you don't get whatever you want, but whatever you get, you Makabel Betmimus. And we gave you the choice. Hashem said, you can choose first option. We're on Kuf Samaches, Habetochen, Chusim Betzilo Shel Hashem. Chusim Betzilo Hashem. Hashem comes and he tells you, I can deal with you in one of two ways. The one is, if you have proper Betochen in me, you get whatever you want. You want health, you want Panosa, you want COVID, you want beautiful children, you want Siduch, Vos Du Vilst. Only thing is, your Olam Haba is your responsibility. You make sure that you get to Olam Haba, I'm helping you with it. That's your problem. This world, I'll take care of whatever you want. Next world, Zebaya Shulcha. The other derech is you close your eyes and you walk with Hashem, Kepshutoi, and there's going to be difficulties on the way. You're not always going to get what you want. There's going to be Nisyonot. There's going to be Yisurim Rahman al-Itzlan. But Hashem says, but I'm taking care of your Olam Haba. I'll make sure that your Olam Haba, your Netzach is taken care of. You accepted me in this world without any questions. And Imam min bebun shleim shabois bakhshmo yboyu manig la kol abruim. Vu levadoi oisa va'ase ve'ase kol ha'masim levadoi. You accepted that. You didn't have any kashas. So I'll take care of your Olam Haba. Ein sofek. Everybody here, unless you've lost the plot, the gamre, would choose the second derech. Does anybody here know really what's good for him in the next world? Put your lot in Hashem's hands, and he'll take care of it. Everybody agrees that Rashi's derech, what we've called Shittas Rashi, is the best way to go. But derech zu ein tafkido shel adam litakesh ad shekabilas emuvokshoy. Avarim you should daven for what you want. No harm in wanting what you want and daven for it. But whatever he gets at the end of the day, whatever Hashem doles out to him at the end of the day, he's makabel betmimus. Because only Hashem really knows what is good for him at the end of the day. In practice, wow. The one's getting exactly what he wants. He knows what he's doing when he's getting it. He's davening is, I know what's good for me, Hashem. You give me what's good for me. The second guy is saying, I don't know what's good for me. I don't know what's good for me. Ultimately, I don't know. Right now, I don't have panosa. And I really like panosa. So I'm davening for panosa. But if I don't get it, that's fine. The first guy is saying, I want panosa, and I want it, and he gets it.
So the difference is not on him. It's on Hashem. Hashem gives it.
Because of his level of betochen.
The second guy.
He may not get it. He may not get the panosa. And how does he relate when he doesn't get it? How does he behave when he doesn't get it? But we'll cover with Nemus because that's what's best for him. He doesn't ever have to deal with that because he's going to get whatever he wants. He never has any sign of I done for panosa and I never got it. You want panosa? You get panosa.
He didn't ask for that hair.
What are you talking about? We're talking about you here now. You can deal in one of two ways with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you the choice. How do you want me to deal with you? Hashem says, how do you want me to deal with you, the Dovid? You choose. You're a big Baal B'tochen. It's not shaykh to any of us as Christians. None of us are Baal B'tochen. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The first derech is not shaykh to us at all. We're going to discuss why you even need the first derech. See, you get it. For us, it's not a choice. We're just medamyening you what it would look like if you were a Baal B'tochen. And you get whatever you want. So you never have the nisun of not getting what you want. You have a child who's wobbling a little bit, you daven to Hashem, suddenly the guy's the best bachur in Yishuv. Got a bit of a shalom bayis problem, you daven, fix. Bliss, blissful existence.
I don't know how you can do that.
Chovid Olav says you can do that. Chovid Olav says you're a Baal B'tochen, whatever you ask for, you'll get. That's why you wouldn't choose that derech. You would go for the second one and say, listen, I don't know what's good for me. Whatever you do is good for me. I have a chiyuv to daven for what I need, I'll daven. But if I don't get it, you say that. If we don't understand something about davening in the second mahal, we'll get there as well. I said we don't understand davening. When we get to the perek on davening, we'll deal with davening. We'll deal with the shtadlus. First, we're just trying to get the basics of what the Hilchus B'tochen is. But we have a whole chapter on davening, and we have a whole chapter on Ishtadlis. And what he says here isn't enough either. It's just Rosh HaProkim. Each one of those chapters are massive sugyas. We'll get there slowly. It's just posture to everybody here that the first level of B'tochen, we don't understand what it is. You can't relate to it. It's got nothing to do with us. It's not a choice. Even though there is a little bit of us that gets excited, we mean, yeah. Well, you know, if Hashem would ask me, maybe I would go for, I'll run the world my way. Because there are changes you would make in the world if you could, no? Is there anybody here that if they had the option of recreating the world, Hashem comes to you and says, you can change anything in the world. Is there anything you would change? For sure. There's a lot of things I would change. But that's ridiculous. No, Hashem comes to you and says, listen, one thing in the world you don't like, you can change. What will you change? The correct answer is nothing, because you run the world and you know what's best, and I know better than you. But everybody, yeah, to the best of my knowledge, would say, yeah, for sure, there's a couple of things I would change. You heard about the suffering going on out there? Anybody oblivious to the pain and the suffering? You're saying me my monas day after day, day in, day out? Please, soft, you wouldn't change that? Who wouldn't want to change that? And yet, but I don't understand that. I don't get midas adin. No, I don't. It's my problem. It's hard sleeping at night. If there'll be another pigua, I can turn around to Hashem and say, that wasn't my fault. I mean, lo shapach et adam hazeh. Who can say such a thing? We know what Hashem wants from us today. Hashem, what's any man? Call out. He killed 60,000 people in Turkey, and he made us know that it's something to do with us because he shook the ground here as well. It's a sure lie. At some point, that I'm confident I can turn around and say, "Yeah, I got the message. I know. I fixed it." What is it? And not just the earthquakes, not the acts of God. Somebody got sick and passed away, Rahman al-Islam. So he left 9 years saving. It's also animaim be minushlaim. That's from Hashem and a kolotova. You get it? I don't get it. But that's the hanoga of Hashem. And we know that it's good ultimately, but you don't understand it. And you would change it. If you would change it, you don't understand that first of the night. And you have to daven for it to stop. But you have to daven for it to stop. So you have to understand what daven is going to do with it. It's still okay. Daven is like an argument with Hashem. You argue with Hashem. Hashem says, I know what's best. This is what I'm doing. It's good for everyone. You say, no, do it different. That's what daven is, huh? Someone's sick, God forbid, and you davening should get well. Why? If Hashem didn't want him to be sick, he wouldn't be sick. So why are you davening? For him to get better. It's the best possible thing for him. That was a tirutzim. You really have a kasha where it hurts. Anyway, not a small sugya. You want to dabble in B'tochen, it comes with kashas. Ein sofik kulani ay boichim derech hashnia mihu ze shiyez la'alo yisaldaito ki hu yodea Do we know what's good for me in Netzach Nitzochim? Rak Hafkodos Goraleni B'Yad Hashem Hu HaDerech HaRoi Himtzeinu Lamdim Ki Da'as HaKol Mesakemes B'Shit Yisrashi Ki Zuru Derech HaBetochen HaToive B'Yoysen. Everybody agrees that Rashi's approach to Betochen is correct. B'Derech Zu Ein Tafkideinu Shalem Mitakesh Ad Shi Kibbeles Mevukshoy. Not just not to get what we want and to stand on our high horns and say, I want what I want. Our job is to accept whatever Hashem does between us. I don't agree with him, but I assume he knows better, even though I don't want this. He wants it. Being Makabal Yusurim Ba'av is one thing, being Samayak and Yusurim, that's another story. Makabal, because you know you don't understand, and Hashem knows better, but still, Imanushelanu. Well, intellectually, maybe that works, but doesn't work neck down so well. Okay. Matao ila Shaila. The Sheman Nosim Lano Korosh Boch, Recep Sharut Liftoch, Beshita Zu, Shel Batochen Alaf. Why is there a Shita Sachayba Kalabom? Well, why do you have such a betochen in the first place? Well, why? Why do you have it? Everybody agrees it's not a very safe path to take. Niftoch bo shekol nishalas lebeni zmole al yodoy. Whatever you ask, you get. Why do you have such a thing in the world? And if it's crazy, who would take a price for such a thing? Why does Hashem have to change the order of my Bereishis? He has to change his plan, Kaviyochel, in order to give his faithful servants that have betochen in him what they want. Everybody should just walk in Rashi's ways and finish. Why is it that the koyach betochen I can change the order of the world? Why is there such a thing in the world? Good question. What do you need the first one for if the second one is obviously the best way to go? Why is there a shit of koyach from the bottom? You have Bechira. We're not talking about Bechira now. We're not talking about Bechira. We're not talking about Bechira. Nobody would ever choose the first level of a Betochen. Moshe Ben David, and when he didn't get what he wanted, he was in the cover of the penis. He didn't get what he wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go and care if he's well, he wanted to. Okay, I don't know about shoulds. I don't know what he should have done, shouldn't have done. I know what he did. He's having 515 fields. He gave us a thing called, yeah, he was building something for us. He gave us a thing called Beis Chana. That's what he gave. Okay, I don't know. So, Zelo Anose. I'm not sure about him. What about me? But I need a Shulchan Aruch that says, yeah, you can do this. But I want to, even if I could.
What's the question?
The
question is, why is this even there as an
option? Why is it? Yeah, why is that an option?
Like, no one would sensibly choose it.
Who wants
the chutzpah to suggest that they know better?
It's not even chutzpah. No, what is it's who would take the responsibility for that? We know that however great you are, you know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is.
I don't know.
That's his question. I think it's a brilliant question. What do you need it for? Remember? Different times, different places, different people need different approaches to Betochen. We're going to touch on this a lot now. Very important sugya about to learn here that helped to put our generation into context in terms of the previous generations. We have two tekufas in history. For the purpose of this discussion, obviously, there was more than two periods of history, but for the purpose of this discussion, two main periods of history. It tekufas tzadik for toiv loy, and it tekufas betochen ala. There was a period called tzadik for toiv loy, which was betochen ala. Im niftach bekodesh baruch hu nakabel el kol ma shelibeinu chofetz boy. If you have enough betochen, you get whatever you want. Bekodesh baruch hu yishadid avoreinu es mareches ateve yafuk sidra breishis. Bekodesh baruch hu turns the world upside down for you. He can even destroy the world and rebuild it for you if you ask him to. We're not talking about people anymore. We're not talking about two tekufas in history. I don't know the mechanics. You have to learn Shara B'tochen and the Chedus of the box.
Hashem will do it. We're saying Hashem will do it even if it's not the best basis.
Pashtus, yeah, we have to see if that's true. I don't know. Pashtus, yeah, because not good for you and you're not going to get it, so then you're not different to Russia. So, Pashtus, you're right.
We don't know the effect on
everything. Oh, Hashem's cheshbonos.
No, in fact, we already know you can go against the boss. Hashem's smart.
That's Bechira. That's the story called Bechira. Ani besub yachei achsha. Yo, so what's your plan?
Don't worry, listen. I know it's not going to be. Hashem will do all the first thing. Hashem will do something. Even if it's not the best, the person who has that
No, but yeah, let's say that's true.
He's wondering, is that true for anybody else? In other words,
once again, you're trying to understand the first level of the talk. You have to go and learn Shara B'tochen, the focus on the Bobas from the beginning to end properly. Then we can discuss it. We're just taking, we're not going with that shit there anyway. We just understand why there is such a shit because a lot of people get stuck there.
Simply,
you have to understand that it's not a simple sugya. You're quoting it generically as Ruben Yoina and the Shara B'tochen, the focus on the Bobas. To understand Shara B'tochen and the focus on the Bobas. Essentially, yeah, we're trying to understand why there is such a thing. So we've divided it into two tekufas of history. The first tekufa of history we're calling tzadik v'toiv lo. Let's see if it fits into the whole Malach. Im niftach b'kodesh baruch hu nakabel es kol ma shelibeinu chofetz boy. You trust in Hashem, you get it. B'kodesh baruch hu yishadid avoreinu es kol ma shelibeinu chofetz boy. The whole world will turn upside down for you. Lumas reis b'tekufas tzadik v'ralo. In the world of Tukufa Tzadik Veralo, you'll see when this happens and how that happens. Gamim lo nakabel es hashav bikshunu. In the yoga, what you ask, we come up and nakabel es kol abo aleinu b'tmimus. Our job is to makabel a kol shebo aleinu b'tmimus. So what are these two Tukufas? And who are the rebbes of these two Tukufas that we can learn how to function? Shnei manhigim amdu leklal yisrael b'shtei ha-tukufa sh'ishin t'anu liyot. There were two leaders that Klal Yisrael had in leading us through these two periods of history. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Shoresh HaTorah Shebitzav, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shoresh of where Torah Shebitzav came into the world via Moshe Rabbeinu. Avada Torah Shebalpeh also came into the world via Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's not what his main tachlis was. Rebbe Kiva who sherish a Torah Shebal Peh. Rebbe Kiva is the Rebbe of Torah Shebal Peh. And in each one's world, Lo Zu Gedolim Zeh, Lo Zu Gedolim Zeh. In the world of Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Av HaNevim. In the world of Torah Shebal Peh, Rebbe Kiva was the Av HaChachomim. The Chochom Odif Minovi Menyev. Tekufas Moshe Rabbeinu Av HaSholem in Tekufas Tzadik V'Toiv Lo. The Oragonus that was hidden away came back into the world when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. He was born mauled. He didn't have to have a bris. Wherever he went, the Shechina shined on him. Via Moshe Rabbeinu, open miracles in the world. Nice after nice. Everything, all good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hechnis es b'nei Yisrael eretz Yisrael, bonis beis ha-bechira, avodav ha-nevim, poile yeshuas b'kerev ha-aretz, the ma'ale mederech ha-teva. And everything was being manhig at a level of called nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nir, v'ashem kim yachol om aleihem, Im tiftochu bi v'taso es hakol v'ayna. I give lachem a call. The Lord tachsu dom. You just do what you're supposed to do. Everything will be fine. They slipped a little bit, so stopped raining. So they did trumet, followed raining again. Everything was handled, cause and effect, depending on what we were doing. That's called tzadik v'toiv lo. People davened then as well. Moshe Rabbeinu davened as well. We don't know what it, you know. Show me what it says. Bring me a raya for what you said. No, you can't. Once again, these are 10 lines, which is just giving a broad overview of the sanctuary. You're making duke. Achrei Achrei, who makes a statement, and you're already making duke. I don't know what they feel. I don't know what they would do. You know, you're there. Trying to understand the principle of tzadik v'toivlo. They daven, sure. Which is the rice? Daven, they daven. What they're davening look like, how they're facing. They were standing on the yam davening. Hashem says, not now, please. No, they were not davening for Hashem to split the sea. They're not what they were davening for. They were davening for Hashem to be saved. Whatever Hashem said, to be saved. Them. Told them, davening doesn't help you now. That's a surreal. We're living in a period of Navur. We're living in a period where everything's clear. You know exactly what you did wrong. You want to know what you did wrong. You got sick. You want to know why? You go to the Navi, tells you to do tshuva, you get better. That's how they lived. You have to understand a few basic yesodos before you start getting into the pratik. First of all, very interesting thing about Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, any time at Tzir Shal Tzadik V'ra Lo Rosh HaMetoivo. Moshe Rabbeinu can't even understand what Tzadik V'ra Lo Rosh HaMetoivo even looks like. And I'll prove it to you soon. He doesn't even get it. He can't even imagine what a world like that would look like. Rayon Zeh Seises Torah's Moshe. It's a contradiction to the whole of Torah's Moshe. You won't find the word Sophic anywhere in Torah's Moshe, you know that. Sophic is the Rabbanim of the concept, it only comes up in Torah Shabbat. You won't find the word Sophic anywhere, there's no Sophic in Torah Shabbat itself. Everything's clear. But Torah's Moshe, Harama Kabbalah's Oinshova Tov, Nitzel Benissa, Shem Lepasov. You do what you're supposed to do, it's good. You don't do what you're supposed to do, it's bad. Sadik Vatovlo, Rosh Veralo, Poshut. The whole of Tanakh is, if you listen to what I'm telling you, it'll be good for you. You won't get what's good for you. That's all of Tanakh. Moshe Ben asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe Ben asked Hashem, I don't understand. What's this concept in the world called Tzadik V'ra'lo? Ech echoliyot, the vark is it. Tremor, shall be a message shall Torah b'shid b'tisav, according to Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, according to his worldview, ha message shall Torah should be tisav, shen izgale l'day Moshe, omeres v'gam mitzvah kushye, b'kol uze v'tuk from ibnei ma yeish Tzadik V'ra'lo. Ma yeish Tzadik V'ra'lo. That's the whole of Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. He doesn't understand. We'll see when a Kodesh Baruch Hu shows you Rabbi Akiva, he just doesn't get it, Moshe. Luma say Rabbi Akiva, okay, we'll have to wait till tomorrow to see Rabbi Akiva, even though he's very choshev. Rabbi Akiva is critically important to us even more than Moshe, because we live in a Rabbi Akiva door. We don't live in a Moshe door. The Rabbi of this door is Avram and Rabbi Akiva, not Moshe. We'll see. Look. We have to see the flip side, and then we'll see how it comes together. Doesn't apply today. We'll see why not. How that is, why not? We have to understand. If you don't see it today, sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. There's a drought, and we daven, and the drought continues. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's not the bush. We don't have open miracles. We don't have Navur. That's one of the problems. A lot of things we don't know. We don't know what Hashem wants from us. We don't know what Hashem wants with us. We don't know what Hashem wants. We guess, we try, we have chachomim that give us general invitations. The Novi gives me a very specifically unique, you know, for me, design prescription. Yeah, this is your issue. Deal with it. We don't have that. Bo Hashem, we don't have it. Because if we did, we wouldn't do what we're supposed to be doing. If we needed it, it was good for us, we would have it. It's not what we need. We function in a different world, in a different level. We're in the world of Rabbi Akiva, not in Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll see. Understanding the difference between these two tikkunos can answer many, many questions. Moshe Shapiro said he answered more than 200 kashas that he had. Just by understanding what changed by the ancient Knesset of Gedolim, when he went from the period of Nebuah, out of Nebuah into Chochmah, which happened by the HSS Gedolim. That interface between those two worlds, the world of Beis HaMikdash Nevuah to the world of No Beis HaMikdash Golus and Chochmah, Talmud, understanding that helped him to answer more than 200 questions. You know, that's an important subject.